We're talking farmers markets today on Tantramar Report. Tomorrow, the Sackville Farmers Market will return to Bill Johnstone Park, a sure sign that summer is on its way. Recently, the market hired a new director after Michael Freeman moved on to another job. So this week, I grabbed my recorder and headed down to Bill Johnstone Park to meet Sackville's new market director.
Hi, I'm Daniela Tor. I just took over as market manager for the Sackville Farmers Market. I'm really excited to see where things go this summer at the park.
And this Saturday, the market's moving back to Bill Johnstone Memorial Park. So you're here today taking measurements, making sure that things are going to go smoothly on Saturday?
We do go back to the Bill Johnson on May 7th. We're looking forward to being able to welcome new vendors and have a space that accommodates a whole lot more people.
Will there be new vendors? Will the number of vendors expand now that you're back at the park?
It will. We always have seasonal vendors who come back every year, as well as we do have a couple of new vendors who plan to join us this coming Saturday, such as a fresh cut flower company, as well as a lavender farm. So there is room for a multitude of new vendors to join us this season.
Now, you're coming in at a time when plans are afoot for a larger project, a more permanent location. Can you give people an update on that?
We are still currently looking for a location to host us year-round. We are currently splitting our time between Bill Johnson and the Sackville Commons on Lawrence Street, but our end goal is to have a larger location that's indoors year-round. We're still in talks with the town about possible multi-purpose spaces, as well as other avenues that we're looking into. It's an ongoing project.
Now, are you a long-time customer of the market?
Yes. I've lived here for about 3 years, and in that time, I've been almost a weekly goer to the market. It's a great place to not just support local businesses and local food, but it's also a great spot to socialize. The market is a social entity, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to most this Saturday?
Sunshine. Hopefully it's going to be a really nice Saturday, so we can just have as many people come out and support our great vendors and just have a chance to get to experience the park like it has in the past. Just come, socialize, enjoy nice weather.
All right, see you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
That was Danielle Latour speaking with me earlier this week. Danielle will likely get her wish weather-wise with a forecast for a sunny and warm Saturday coming from Environment Canada. In addition to the Sackville Farmers Market moving to its summer location this Saturday, there's more market news afoot in the region. Market grower Elita Ron recently announced a new project, so I called her up to hear the news straight from the source.
We're starting a farmers market in beautiful downtown Port Elgin. The market's going to be launching on Friday, May 20th, so that's the start of the big May long weekend, I believe. And it's going to be from 2 to 7. p.m. afternoon.
Okay. And why did you choose that timing?
Well, it just seems like a good time for that fits everybody's kind of need. A lot of people are heading into that area to visit their cottages. And it just sort of was after work on a Friday, or mid-afternoon. So it kind of seemed like a good time.
And I guess it also means that, you know, vendors who might be on the Saturday markets elsewhere can also participate on this Friday evening one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we want to include as many vendors as we can. And also, like, I've done a market in the area in previous years, and a lot of feedback was from cottagers saying that, well, they're, you know, on the Saturday, they just want to hang out at the beach and they don't want to, you know, bother with shopping or anything like that. And so Friday sort of fit their need better.
Now, tell me a bit about yourself. What made you decide to get involved with this and make it happen?
Well, I'm a local market gardener, so I have I sell produce at the Sackville Market occasionally and in Amherst as well. And just it seemed like Port Elgin was this wonderful location with you know, local residents and a lot of their stores and food outlets were closing down because of, I assume, the pandemic and just being a small region. And it just seemed like it would be really great if we could have a little farmer's market there, because it's just this hotbed of, you know, vendors, like people who have eggs, people who have meat products, people who, you know, all kinds of crafters and artists. So it seemed like a nice fit.
Tell me a bit about the core group you've got assembled to start out vending at the market on May 20th.
Well, we have about 15 tentative vendors. We haven't had them completely confirmed, but I think they're 99% committed. And so three will be vegetable vendors. I'm not sure how much produce they'll have this early, but I think we're looking at greens and things like that. So, and plants, there'll definitely be plants. And then there's three or four artists, and some egg producers and, yeah, crafters and bakers. So it's looking like it's going to be a really nice arrangement of vendors.
Now, you mentioned you have sometimes sold your produce at the Sackville Farmers Market. Will we recognize any vendors from the Sackville to the Port Elgin Market?
Definitely. There's going to be Holstead Farms. They're at the Sackville Market. Willow Farms has asked to attend, and myself. And as far as I know, those are the only crossovers.
You mentioned that, you know, sort of retail food in Port Elgin has taken a bit of a hit. Farmers markets seem to have survived the pandemic. How important do you think, you know, having access to these local vendors, you know, nearby your community where you live, how important is that?
Oh, I think it's essential. Like, I think the survival of these communities depends on it, and the health of the community, for that matter. I mean, to be able to know the farmer and or, you know, crafter, you know, is just like it's the heart of your community, really.
All right. Anything else people should know about the Port Elgin Farmers Market? I guess, you know, location might be an important thing for me to ask here. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the former post office. We like to do that in the Maritimes, don't we? Tell everyone where things used to be. But yeah, it's going to be where the post office used to be, which is 14 Main Street. And it's going to be mostly outside. There are washrooms inside and probably some vendors inside, but we're going to encourage most people to be outside, especially if it's a beautiful day. And we're also looking for music vendors, so, or not necessarily vendors, but performers. So.
Okay. All right. And where can people, I mean, if people need to get in touch, how do they get in touch or find out more information?
We have a Facebook page, Port Elgin Farmers Market, and they could call or email me. It'll be Alita, E-L-I-T-A, at jolliteerfarm.com.
Sounds great, Alita. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to tell us about this. And yeah, best of luck on May 20th.
Great. Thank you very much.
That's market farmer Alita Ron, who is organizing a new farmer's market in Port Elgin starting in a couple of weeks on May 20th. The Port Elgin Market will be held every Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the old post office at 14 East Main Street in Port Elgin.